Did you ever have any trouble with your wheat not getting ripe here? And it would get, well, stay, before it was ripe, the skin would get wrinkles in it?
We didn't, my family didn't raise very much wheat, or Henry didn't either. We raised oats and corn.
They don't do that, do they?
And maize, no, maize.
How about peaches? Did your peaches ever do this?
No, it would be a dry year. No, we didn't. We used to have, we didn't have as many insects in those days as we do now.
Uh-huh.
I just had a bucket full of peaches this year, and there's a worm in every peach.
Oh, were they good and round and
yeah,
full, or
uh-huh.
was the skin wrinkled and
no,
was the peach?
No,
what would you call it if you had a peach like that? You say it in...
You mean dried peaches?
No. One of those with a wrinkled skin, where the peach didn't really mature. It just wasn't good and full.
You might say blighted.
Shriveled or swiveled?
Shriveled. Oh, yes. And did you ever notice anyone who's going to carry anything they say tote?
Yeah.
So many old people used to say tote.
Was that common here?
Yes,
when they toted?
Yes, tote.
Did they say swivel too?
Oh yes, shrivel.
Uh-huh.
Yes, shrivel.
Uh-huh. What was this country when you came in? Was it fields or?
Well, it was just prairie, you know, and wasn't it? It hadn't been, it was just virgin land.
Uh-huh.
As I remember it first, and then I remember when the oxen man with the oxen came over to break the land.
Did you have to take off any brush or anything before they could break it?
Oh yes, yes.
What did they do when they got land ready?
They'd grub out the stumps. They'd cut down the trees and grub out the stumps.
And then what?
They'd burn the stumps. Well, then they'd plow it.
Mm-hmm. What would they do after they plowed it?
You mean before the planting?
Yeah.
Well, they harrowed.
Uh-huh.
We just plowed it and harrowed it. We didn't have discs in the early days like they do now.
What was the harrow?
Harrow. You know what a harrow is, don't you?
Yeah, I do now. One of these big disc harrows.
Oh, no, no, this harrow had teeth in it, you know.
It's like a sort of a rake.
Yeah,
huh?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That's the only harrow that we had in the early days. We didn't, we finally got a disc, a Tamden disc, they call it.
Is that still a harrow?
That disc, well, that cuts it after land's been plowed.
Uh-huh.
Is it running out?
No, I just keep checking my counter here so I'll know where I am.
Oh, yeah.
If I don't, I get lost. When you plow.
Oh, when they planted cotton, they had a one row planter that they walked behind and pulled by one horse.
Huh.
One row planter.
Now, where did this put it? Did it put it in a furrow?
No, just on flat ground.
Uh-huh.
They didn't put cotton in a furrow in those days. They didn't put it on a ridge either. Just put flat planted and walk behind there in the cotton planter.
Did you have to chop cotton then?
Yeah, I sure did, and that I didn't like.
What's that, thinning the plants out?
Uh-huh. They don't thin it nowadays. They just plant it and leave it like it is.
Uh-huh.
But we had to thin it about 16 or 18 inches apart.
Mm-hmm. Were your...
With a hole.
Were your plants taller then than they are now? Or?
Well, yes, if you have them in the bottom, it'd get too tall.
Uh-huh.
You know,
all plants.
The freeze would sometimes get them. We didn't have the boll weevil in those days either. It was real nice cotton.
We certainly developed some strange insects and strange
yeah.
flakes.
I think they came in from other countries.
Mm-hmm.